Hello and welcome to All Things Apostolic. My name is Casey Cease, and in today's episode, we're going to discuss the book Acts 2:38 by Dr. David Norris. In the book Acts 2:38, Dr. Norris uniquely relays biblical truths in a way that is both engaging and enlightening, making this book an enjoyable read for anyone seeking to deepen their understanding of Scripture. Dr. Norris begins the book with a powerful assertion that the Bible is one grand story of redemption. This story has a beginning, an ending, and a dramatic turning point. While many might consider this turning point, the climax, to be Jesus' crucifixion, Norris posits that the turning point of the biblical narrative is actually found in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, on the day of Pentecost, when the church is born. This perspective is intriguing and thought-provoking, and it sets the stage for the rest of Norris's book. In chapter 1, Norris discusses the centrality of baptism in John the Baptist's ministry, and he contrasts it with Jesus' ministry of baptizing with the Holy Spirit. He does this because he claims that the primary purpose for Jesus' ministry was to baptize believers with the Holy Ghost and fire. Norris describes a Jewish ceremony that is shown in Luke 7, commemorating Moses' bringing of water from the rock, and he highlights how this celebration points towards the coming Messiah, the Messiah who would bring living water that was fulfilled by Christ on the day of Pentecost. The imagery of the procession paints a vivid picture of the anticipation and fulfillment of prophecy. In chapter 2, Norris makes a distinction between the roles of the gospel, the book of Acts, and the epistles. The gospels, he says, details Jesus' deeds, while the book of Acts provides the blueprint for joining the church and being born again. The epistles then are addressed to those who are already saved. This clear delineation helps readers understand the purpose for each of these segments. So if one wants to understand how they can enter or become part of the church and be born again, they would need to turn to the book of Acts. In chapter 3, Dr. Norris ties the Gospel of Luke and the book of Acts together. Rather than viewing them as two separate books, he views them as two parts of a single narrative. Norris explains how Luke's narrative structure, with its journey motif, culminates in Jerusalem, the setting for both the climax of Luke and the beginning of Acts. Emphasizing the importance of the city's role in the early church, he highlights that Luke's storytelling method places the climax in the middle, because it aligns with the cultural narrative techniques of that time. In chapter 4, Dr. Norris elaborates on Jesus' declaration that Peter holds the keys to the kingdom. And because he holds the keys to the kingdom, he unlocks the path for Jews, Samaritans, and Gentiles in the book of Acts. This chapter underscores the inclusivity and expansiveness of the early Christian message, and it shows how the gospel spread to different groups, breaking barriers of both culture and race. In chapter 5, Norris explores the eschatological turning point brought by the Holy Spirit, and he talks about the age of the Spirit. Norris explains how the early church saw the Holy Spirit not merely as a requirement, but as the essential benefit of the new covenant. This chapter looks at the transformative power of the Spirit, and it shifts the believer's understanding from a set of requirements found in the Old Testament to a relationship that is filled with and characterized by divine presence in the lives of every believer. In chapter 6, this is that, Norris connects the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost to Joel's prophecy. Norris argues that this, speaking in tongues, is that which was prophesied by the prophet Joel. This link between the two provides a theological foundation for the Pentecostal experience, and it grounds it in the Old Testament prophecy, showing its continuity with the history of God's promises. chapter 7, Big Words, dives into the doctrinal and experiential aspects of Pentecostalism. It examines how the Holy Spirit's reception is portrayed in the book of Acts. Norris argues that receiving the Spirit in the book of Acts is often involved with prayer and the laying on of hands, and that speaking in tongues becomes the visible initial manifestation of the Spirit in the life of the believer. He discusses how the early church understood these experiences as essential threshold experiences for entry into the church. In chapters 8 and 9, Norris discusses the interplay of faith, obedience, and the reception of the Holy Ghost. He emphasizes that faith and obedience are actually inseparable. In these chapters, he quotes on Bonhoeffer to illustrate this dynamic relationship. He asserts that true biblical faith is always linked with obedience, and that one cannot exist without the other. In chapter 10, Norris offers a compelling argument that baptism in Jesus' name is central to New Testament covenantal relationship. Drawing on parallels with the Old Testament practices, he describes how the calling of Yahweh's name over people in the Old Testament parallels baptism in the New Testament. He argues that through the invocation of Jesus' name, one enters into covenantal relationship with Christ in the New Testament. Chapter 11, The Umbrella of Faith, reiterates that God's grace is God's outreach to humanity, and faith is our response to God's grace. Drawing on the passage of Scripture which states that we are saved by grace through faith, Norris ties repentance, baptism, and the Holy Spirit together as interconnected aspects of faith. He emphasizes that all of these elements are acts of faith in response to God's grace. And so we respond to God's grace through faith by repenting, being baptized, and filled with His Spirit. In chapters 12 and 13, Norris addresses the holistic nature of initiation into the Christian covenant and the distinct roles of speaking in tongues and the gift of tongues in the Spirit, or in the believer's life, rather. Norris clarifies that the difference between the initial evidence of receiving the Spirit and the spiritual gift of tongues used in the church setting. In chapter 14, Tradition, Truth, and Blessing, Norris navigates the tension between tradition and biblical truth, and he urges believers to align their practices with the apostolic teachings found in the Bible while still being respectful of historical traditions. He discusses the importance of grounding our beliefs in the teaching of the apostles and the early church, as recorded in the book of Acts. In chapter 15, X Marks the Spot, he employs the literary device of chiasmus to highlight the central theme in Luke Acts. He is particularly interested in the significance of Jerusalem as the nexus of Jesus' ministry and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Norris explains how the structure of Luke Acts points to the importance of Jerusalem as the focal point of God's redemptive work. He culminates or concludes his discussion in chapters 16 and 17 by emphasizing the universal scope of the gospel and the transformative power of the Spirit, which continues to expand God's kingdom today. Norris highlights how the love and unity of the early church were key factors in its growth and its impact on the world. When I read through Norris's book the other day, one of the most striking aspects of his book is how he interweaves personal stories with theological insights. His approach not only makes the content more relatable, but it also helps to illustrate complex biblical truths in a way that's easy to understand. And so as we conclude today's episode, I want to recap that Dr. Norris's book, Acts 2:38, offers a rich narrative-driven exploration of key biblical themes with a particular focus on the pivotal role of the Holy Spirit. Norris's use of personal stories and vivid descriptions make complex theological concepts accessible and engaging to everyone. And so whether you consider yourself a theologian or a curious believer, this book provides insights into the heart of the apostolic Christian faith. I would encourage you to go to Amazon.com or to PentecostalPublishingHouse.com and order this book. It's available both as a hardbound copy or as a Kindle. And so go ahead and pick it up. Let me know what you think of the book in the comments. And thank you for joining us on today's episode of All Things Apostolic as we journey through Dr. Norris's book, Acts 2:38.